This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Duke men's basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski now has 1,000 career victories. The Blue Devils defeated St. John's yesterday in New York City 77-68. Fans have been on the edge of their seats leading up to this 1,000th win. WUNC's Jeff DeBeery is here to talk about the game and Coach K. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Eric.
So for a while yesterday, it looked like this 1,000 win milestone was going to have to wait.
It certainly was. Mostly Duke early. Blue Devils led this one 21-10 following a Jahlil Okafor jam. That was about 8 minutes in. Now, Okafor is a freshman, one of the best players in the country, and expected by many to be the top pick in the NBA draft come June. But from there, St. John's took over, outscoring Duke 33-18 through the rest of the half. Then in the second half, the Red Storm led by 10 with 8.5 minutes left to play, and it really did look like this 1,000 thing might have to wait. Coach K would basically admit as much afterward. Instead, though, his team just shut down St. John's, held him to no buckets for nearly 6 minutes, turned the 10-point deficit into a 6-point advantage, and ultimately silenced the crowd at MSG going on to win.
And what did Coach K have to say about the big victory?
Well, ultimately, he sounded pretty relieved.
I'm just glad our guys made the adjustments while the game was going on and put us in this position. And obviously it's a historic event, and I understand that, and I'm proud of it. But more than that, I'm proud that we won. You know, we're 17-2.
He also noted where this win took place. Madison Square Garden, known as the world's most famous arena. That's the nickname. Also the Mecca of college basketball. This is a place where Coach K played almost half a century ago, and it's, you know, it just happens to be the building where 5 years ago he became the all-time winningest coach in Division I men's history when he surpassed his mentor Bobby Knight in wins.
1,000 is a nice round number, Jeff. How significant is it?
You know, it's never been done before. Maybe he'll get to 1,100, maybe 1,200, and maybe he won't. You know, Coach K turns 68 next month, and at some point he'll stop coaching. That's, you know, just how it always works. More than anything, I think it's a new milestone. And I think for him, it's just a resume builder, if you will. He's in the conversation about that Mount Rushmore of college coaches with John Wooden of UCLA, the great Dean Smith, Bobby Knight, and Adolph Rupp from Kentucky. So 1,000 historically, it's simply unprecedented.
Is he really the only college basketball coach with 1,000 wins, Jeff?
So not the only one. Pat Summitt won 1,098 games coaching the Tennessee Lady Vols for 38 seasons. On the men's side, there are actually two NAIA coaches who've got more than 1,000. One is Danny Miles at Oregon Tech. He's still coaching. So too is Harry Statham. He's in his 48th season at McKendree, which is a small liberal arts school in Illinois. He's got 1,083 career wins. And perhaps worth noting, Coach K could get company in this Division I men's club in a year or two. Jim Behan, longtime coach at the Fine Institute of Syracuse University, also a good pal of Coach K, has 962 career wins. His Cuse team will be an underdog tonight when they hit the Dean Dome floor.
Jeff DeBeery, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thanks, Eric.
Yesterday, Coach K won his 1,000th career game at Madison Square Garden. Duke is now 17-2 on the season. The Blue Devils play again Wednesday at 8th-ranked Notre Dame.